is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle markets today?
Leslie, we had a mixed trading session. We was up and down throughout the day, both live cattle and feeder cattle. Live cattle continue to find support around our 50-day moving average. Feeder cattle around the 100-day moving average. Box beef continued to slip, down 99 cents on choice, down 224 on selects, and a movement of 68 loads. So all this made cattle kill day of 110,000 head. We saw August hogs today at their highest trade of the past 16 sessions. Now, we usually give the settlement price of the cattle, but since they have eliminated the pit, they haven't got their system all in place yet, so I'm going to be given actually where we're trading right now. August live cattle 70 higher, October up 57, August feeders up 30, October feeders down 7, and August lean hogs trading 37 higher in the afternoon session.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
It could be one of the most exciting new hard red winter wheat varieties. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. OSU has teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers not one but two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus has delivered huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus is raising the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Tom, what's leading to the slide in the grain markets?
I think it's a combination of things, Leslie. One, profit taking, some improvement in weather conditions and crop conditions in parts of the Corn Belt. There just really was no other fresh news in the marketplace to really get excited about. We also saw our dollar strong today, so that did not help our grains any. The only good news is we did pull the grains off their lows of the session, even though we did close negative and traded negative throughout the session today. Now, on the close, our September KC wheat was down 6 1/4, December KC down 6 1/2, September Chicago wheat was down 10 1/4. September corn closed 3 1/4 lower, with December closing 2 lower. August soybeans closed down 30 1/4, with November down 29, both of those underneath the $10 mark, and December cotton 99 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.